Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Saints will be in training camp a week from today. And before you know it, LSU will be at it. You know, the thing you got to love about this time of year is July to me are kind of the dog days of summer, but we're on the downside of that. Then August comes, you got training camps, preseason games, then before you know it, we're into the regular season for both college and professional football. Mike Dettelier joins us right now, WWL NFL and college football analyst. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Tommy.
Did you watch any of this touch football, not flag football game last night?
I did not. I had an event I had to attend, but it was quite an experience for the Louisiana guys.
It seems like it's a combination almost of basketball and football because You understand what I'm saying? There's a lot of hand-eye coordination and balance, et cetera, involved with it. And I was saying early before we get on to what we're going to talk about, that might not be a bad idea for the Pro Bowl. Just have the skill players out there. What do you think?
I don't know that'll happen because, you know, those big guys, you know, they want to be part of that Pro Bowl because they get part of their salaries.
Well,
you know, they get a little bit of a bonus shot with the, going to the Pro Bowl.
But a trip to Hawaii, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, and, but
well,
my thing
is
about it is, football today, the way it's played, it's basketball on grass.
That's a good point.
Even in real life.
Yep.
I mean, it's still a real physical game, but a lot of it is basketball on grass.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, and I agree, because football's kind of come down a little bit, and basketball's kind of come up a little bit, huh, in terms of contact.
Yeah, quite a bit, to be honest with you. And so, you know, it is what it is. You got to adjust to what you basically is seeing on the field and the adjustments that, you know, both college and pro football are doing to, in their quote-unquote, try to make sure that the game is played safer.
What did Vince Lombardi say? It's not a contact sport?
It's a collision sport.
So I don't know how you make that safe.
I don't know either. And you know, but again, you know, we know what this is all about. This is all about
liability and money
and court cases and everything else that's involved with certain issues. So that's another long story.
Let's move on to LSU here. Coach O saying that almost is not good enough against Alabama. I think LSU fans would probably agree. Last time they beat the Crimson Tide was 2011. How weary are LSU fans are of this, or do they eventually just accept this?
Well, you certainly weary of it because, you know, you've had a couple opportunities. You know, 2 years ago, you were 0-0 entering the fourth quarter against Alabama. You know, last year you had an opportunity, you know, to tighten that game up and a couple things didn't go your way. But, you know, listen, close is close. It doesn't mean you're winning. But everybody's trying to catch the ghost, Tommy. And that's what you got with Nick Saban in Alabama. You're trying to catch the ghost that I don't know that you're going to catch them, you know, anytime soon. They are who they are. They're the premier college football team in the country with the best coach in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, listen, you can make an argument with Bear Bryant and John McKay and whoever you want to throw out there. They didn't do it in the world that Saban's doing it today. With scholarship limitations, early leaving to the NFL draft, and a commuter world of assistant coaches. They didn't do that in that era. And how he's been able to just stay on top is just remarkable. And you just see every year the tenure of these coaches in the SEC are getting cut down because everybody's trying to catch him. And the amount of money that's being thrown out there for head coaches and assistant coaches is staggering. But they're all trying to catch the guy. And good luck. Good luck to that because I don't see a stumble any part of the way, and eventually it's going to catch up. But you know, you look over the last 8 or 9 years, his dominance in this league is unprecedented.
What does that say about Coach O, and if it's going to be tough for anybody to do, are LSU fans likely to say, well, okay, not concede the game, I hate to say that, but look ahead and say, well, it's probably one we're not going to get, let's focus on the others and see what happens. So, Mike, we talked about Alabama being a, would it be accurate to say a big giant wheel that kind of crushes just about everything in its path?
Pretty close.
So if that's the case.
When you got a coach, Tommy,
mm-hmm.
that's had more first-round picks than losses at Alabama.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
I mean, that is staggering.
Is that true?
I know it's true. And with 22 losses, 27 first-round picks.
Wow. I didn't mean to call you a liar, Mike. It's just an incredible statistic.
No, I know a little bit of something about that.
No, I know.
that part of the gig.
Well, that's why we have you here, Mike.
Yeah. But he is at another level to do that. And it's certainly all about getting the best players. And he's all about, because I've done some junkets with him when he was at LSU, and mm-hmm. he basically kind of said the same speech everywhere he went. It's all about R&D, recruit players and develop players.
What makes him so good at it and the system so good at it?
Because, Tommy, very few people in this world, even in any profession, he's one of these type of guys, I don't want to hear about your resume. I don't want to hear about what you did a week ago,
mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago, a month ago, a year ago, whatever. I want to know what you can do today. All the emphasis is about today and tomorrow. And it's great to talk about what you did a year ago, or a week ago, or a month ago, or what accolade you won. But it's all about the next prize, the next event. And that's difficult to get across to 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to get across to 50-year-olds, much less
right.
You're talking about young men of that age. But he's got a way to do it. And, you know, he still coaches by fear. Now, I mean, psychologists, they don't like to hear this, but mm-hmm. it's true. It's the greatest motivator in the world. Fear that you would lose your money. Fear that you lose your home. Fear that something happens to a family. I mean, remember, it doesn't – that fear – he coaches with it, and he's smart about how he coaches. He puts great assistant coaches on his staff that can recruit and develop players, but he still has that fear factor. Very few coaches today, especially at the pro game. I mean,
the
Belichick can do it, but there ain't a lot of guys that's standing in line after that can do that, because today a lot of these players are making more money than the coaches. In the college ranks, he does it. And he can fully develop that player. And I think that's what puts him, his philosophy of whatever happens, and we move on. Next adventure. And very few people in life can do it. And all of us kind of fall into that trap mm-hmm. sometimes of talking about what happened the day before or 2 days ago or a week ago. You know, he is all about now. And I think that's what makes him a special coach.
All right, in terms of now, a lot of LSU fans are all about now. And if Alabama's going to be, again, almost a concession game every year, are LSU fans going to delude themselves into thinking, well, Coach O's not the guy, and we need to bring somebody in here that will be the guy to beat Alabama consistently? And I guess the other question is, does that guy exist?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. Texas A&M paid a ton of money to Jimbo to mm-hmm. be that guy. I mean, you know, they paid a lot of money for Jimbo to be the guy. I know one thing. I know Ed ain't conceding no game to Alabama.
I didn't mean to imply that at all.
No, but one of the things with him, and he told me this the day after he got the LSU job, that, listen, if we don't get better up front, offensive and defensive lines, we're not going to be able to compete against them. We got to get better. And I think that's one of the things over the last, say, year and a half of him being the full-time coach there, that they have. They put a lot of effort into recruiting those big offensive, defensive linemen, and they've got a lot of depth there. But for you to close the gap on Alabama, you better find a quarterback. And something that was rarely talked about at SEC Media Day, if LSU's got a win on special teams, with the athletes that you have on that roster to not have a big-time punt kick return guy. Now, you had it in Tyrann Mathieu and Odell Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened since? And the place-kicking adventure, I mean, it's been like a roller coaster all over the board.
Yeah, it shouldn't be an adventure, should it, Mike?
No. And so for me – That's where LSU can close the gap. Joe Burrow has got to be the guy that can turn the engine over on the car. And you can't play to a draw on special teams. You have to win that. The hidden yardage in the punt kick return game, to have a consistent place kicker, and a guy at least that can kick field goals inside 30 yards, and that's been a question mark at LSU the last few years. And also, too, on the special teams coverage part of the game, to make them have a long field to roll on. And I think that is a huge part of 2018. Not only Joe Burrow, because he's coming in with a lot of water in the bucket that he's got to carry, but also those special teams units. And that's where LSU should excel. And yet, that hasn't really been the case the last few years. It's been a rocky road for them.
Mike, thank you. I appreciate your time as always. I know we'll talk to you next week with the Saints training camp starting.
We'll do it, Tommy. Thank you, buddy.
You bet. Have a good day. Mike Dettillier, WWL-NFL college football analyst.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.